Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. It doesn't require any musical training to know when harmonies sound pleasing and when something is just a little off. But as Neil McLachlan, associate professor of psychological sciences at the University of Melbourne, explains, the sounds you find pleasing may still be partially learned.
Over 2,000 years ago, Pythagoras discovered a way of tuning strings by using simple proportions of their length. He thought that the pitch interval created by strings with a ratio of 2/3 created a perfect harmony. We now call that interval a perfect fifth, and it has been at the heart of Western musical scales ever since. About 150 years ago, Helmholtz sought to explain the harmony of the perfect fifth by showing that strings create harmonic frequencies when they vibrate. Harmonic frequencies occur at integer multiples of the lowest frequency, so for a 100 Hz string, harmonics occur at 2, 3, 400 Hz and so on. When two strings have the length ratio of 2/3, the third harmonic of one is at exactly the same frequency as the second harmonic of the other, and this reduces the beating between the strings, and so, Helmholtz proposed, reduces the dissonance that we hear. Helmholtz also suggested that sound waves resonate in the cochlea, producing a strong nerve response at the peak of the resonating wave associated with its pitch. Later scientists discovered that people often heard pitches at frequencies that weren't part of the sound wave, and many sophisticated theories of pitch have been proposed ever since. In all these theories, the pitch and dissonance have been assumed to be innate properties of the auditory system. But innate theories cannot account for the huge variety of human musical ability and preference. More recently, science has discovered the plasticity of the human brain, and our research suggests that this plasticity extends to the early preconscious stages of auditory processing. So by training non-musicians with unusual sounds that don't have harmonic overtones, we show that pitch perception is learnt. And we found that as people learnt to recognise a sound, they could find its pitch better and it sounded less dissonant. In other words, over 2,000 years of music theory contradicts the simple observation that music is learnt.
That was Neil McLachlan of the University of Melbourne. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world.